And Finn Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And a happy new year to all. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 6th and 7th in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio when a season opens. Indeed, cause for a new year's celebration. Tog season reopened August 1st. Okay, I know it's only one fish at 15 inches. However, a lot of fish and some keeper size are being caught off the jetties and the enclosed wrecks, rocks and reefs here. Now, coupled with the insane triggerfish bite, and you have some sheepshead and some big sheepshead, especially around the end of the jetties and around the bridge stanchions, it is a bottom fishing smorgasbord. Lots of fun and some great eating. So tog are now on the docket. Next couple of segments, we're going to be talking blue claw crabs, crabbing the meat. Pun intended, of the crabbing season is here. August and September, although we'll crab into early November. Join us will be someone from Bureau of Marine Fisheries talking the crab population in New Jersey, the halibut, and the recreational opportunities. Listen, public comments are being accepted through August 8th on NOAA's proposal coming from the White House, naturally, the radical enviros, to make the Hudson County or a portion thereof a marine sanctuary. Will fishing be allowed, recreational and or commercial? We don't know. Public comments are being accepted through August 8th. Go through the federal e-rulemaking portal, www.regulations.gov. The docket number is NOAA-NOS-2022-0053. Click on the comment now. Go to the Recreational Fishing Associated RFA's website. They fired off a letter regarding this and want certain things worded that will allow recreational fishing, at least in perpetuity, on these marine, on this proposed, it's a marine sanctuary, as people don't realize. Like out in California, a lot of the waters you can't even fish. They don't allow fishing. This is coming to the East Coast. They tried it a few years ago. Anyway, shout out to the RFA. Go to the RFA website and see what it's all about. And you have until August 8th to make that public comment. Coming up, we're talking crabs. Lots of blue claw activity going on. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. Also, Go Fish Friday, put on by Craig Lemon from the Hackettstown Hatchery up there, a warm water cornucopia. We have it going on. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Paid for by government.com. Do you have a silver passport to travel the world? Here's your chance to own the five most popular pure silver coins on earth in one set. This is extraordinary. Brand new, just released 2022 coins, all in brilliant uncirculated condition. Iconic silver coins. Names like American Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, and South African Krugerrand. Plus, two more world coins. But that's a secret until you call. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of complete five-coin silver passport collections are available. Just call 1-800-973-3 and you are guaranteed the five most popular pure silver coins on earth in one set. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3083. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping. Call 1-800-973-3083 now to secure your silver passport to travel the world before they are gone. That's 1-800-973-3083.
Staples has everything for school. school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Right.
Right now, Staples One subject notebooks are just 35 cents each. Plus, select backpacks are 50% off. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only. Backpack offer ends 8/6. Notebook offer ends 8/27. Limit 30.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at usps.connect.com/local. Specific markets. Restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
August, September. Prime crabbing time in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. Now, the crab bites really improved at a couple of sheds. More things are going on. The crabs are getting really active, seeing some nice sizes now. Hey, but, you know, let's get real here. Size isn't everything. We caught some big white-bellied males and big, like, whoa, look at these. Had no weight to them. Obviously, they just came out of a shed. Didn't even want to cook those, you know, as big as they were. I think one was, 6.5, a point to point? Yeah, some big crabs. Let them go. We want the rusties. A little dirty crabs. I want to talk some crab biology, crab situation along the Jersey Shore, how much fun it is, family crabbing, adults crabbing. It is a great summertime gig. Joining us online right now, very special guest, first time on Rack and Fin Radio, is Matt Heil. He's an assistant biologist, New Jersey Bureau of Marine Fisheries, unofficially known, and again, in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, as the Blue Claw Boss. We're talking crabs and crabbing along the Jersey Shore for a few minutes. Matt, how you doing? Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin, little brother.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I got crabitis, crabsitosis. I'm crabbing it out all over the place, man. It's just the bite that really, really picked up. I don't know if it's water temperature, moon phase, water quality, what have you, but it's really, really lightened up. It was fair, you know, our first crabs are starting around the second week of May, third week of May, but it's really going gung-ho. I'm getting some reports from as far up as the Shrewsbury down to back behind Cape May, Delaware Bayside, some of those creeks in there, and it's game on for the Blue Claws, man. Is it typical this time of year for it to ignite like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, basically, you know, we're right in the prime, as you're saying. The catches have been great. You know, talking to some recreational guys and some commercial guys, it's really picked up. It was a little slow spring, but, right, you know, in this last month or so, it's really picked up.
Matt, the Jersey crab population on the overall, I know it's a big generality here, but is it healthy? It just continues, it seems, year after year, especially this time of year. Now, we'll crab until the shout out to Mo Man up there. We'll crab into the first week of November. Believe it or not, should be hunting. No, we're catching blue claws. But the resource, a lot of pressure on the resource. Yet it's like a cornucopia of claws, man. It keeps giving. Jersey blue claws in good shape.
Yeah. So our population here in New Jersey is pretty stable. So, you know, blue crab naturally, you know, there's a bunch of environmental and predatory factors that can greatly affect, you know, the blue crab population from year to year. You know, us that, you know, Fish and Wildlife, we monitor, you know, the population, you know, several different ways, you know, talking with our commercial fishermen or recreational fishermen to our surveys, you know. Our commercial fishermen, you know, they have to submit, you know, harvest reports monthly. And our recreational, you know, we do have a lot of opportunities for harvesters to give their input on. So, you know, we have that non-commercial crab pot, I think you can buy for $2.
Right.
And that comes with a voluntary, you know, harvest report form. Or, you know, go onto our website. You know, you can definitely find information on submitting a trip report. Or even recently, we released something where you can report location of sponge crab or, you know, with eggs. I'm sorry. I apologize.
They got a lot of legs and a lot of eggs.
Yeah. And then even our surveys. So we run several different surveys, you know, Raritan Bay, Delaware River, and a bunch of tributaries. And all blue crabs are measured for length and at a minimum. But most surveys, we include, you know, sex data and all that good stuff. And then even, you know, us at Fish and Wildlife, we do a bunch of dockside sampling of our commercial fishermen where we've seen lengths, weights, and sex of crabs throughout the year. So, you know, our crab population is pretty stable. So we're in good shape.
And despite a pretty huge commercial catch, as documented, the wrecks, we seem to hold our own catching a million pounds, maybe a little more, maybe less. But and the crabs, man, they just keep coming. So, Matt, on a biological end now, 4.5 inches is the legal, you know, minimum legal, you know, for hard crabs. A female crab, 4.5 inches, 5.5 inches, will she spawn only once a year? I mean, what's the life expectancy of a female? Because, listen, it's like everything loves to eat little crabs. We open up blowfish, look at baby crabs in here. Weak fish, stripers, bigger crab. Everything loves crabs. So will they spawn more than once?
Yeah, so, you know, at our 4.5 inches right now in New Jersey, at that point, you know, the males have reproduced at least once because they come mature about 4 inches. So they're definitely reproduced once. And once they reproduce, they'll move on to a different female. Our females, they reproduce about 4.5, 5 inches. So most females, before they're harvested, will have the opportunity to reproduce at least once.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Matt, it's always it seems to be an argument, especially towards the end of the year. You know, it's legal to keep females that are 4.5 inches that don't have the sponge. Those adamantly opposed, those, hey, it's legal. The biologists say it's legal. It's fine. It's not going to hurt the resource. So I'm among those. Yep, you know, I'll keep some. Not all, but you know, I'll keep some. The harvest on adult female, it's minimal on the overall. I mean, that doesn't hurt the population. In your opinion, does it?
No. So exactly. So a lot of our commercial and our recreational harvesters I talk to, they will not harvest the female crab. They are only focused on the male. So,
right.
You know, it's personal preference, and you know, but a lot of people do not harvest those female crabs.
Matt, how many sheds from pops out to a reaches an adult size, say 4.5, 5 inches, to a lifetime? Again, crab lives, what, 1 year, maybe two? How many times does that crab shed?
Yeah, so that crab, so we consider three life cycles of the crab. You got your larval stage, which is your very small, your microscopic crab. You know, they can swim, they'll shed several times during that. Then you got your juveniles, that, you know, they're your submature crabs, and they'll continue, you know, to shed several times a year. They'll inhabit the seagrass and stuff for protection and stuff like that.
Right.
Then you get your adults. You know, they'll reach, you know, maturity within, you know, 12 to 18 months of, you know, that larval stage. And basically, those females, they'll shed about 20 times.
Whoa.
Before they have a final shed. Yeah, 20
what?
Times before that final shed. And basically, that final shed of a female is called a terminal shed. And that's when, you know, the spawning occurs. And then after that, they won't shed again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the males, you know, they'll shed, you know, 18 to 19 times before they actually become mature. And then they'll shed, you know, as normal. But the female is very interesting that they won't shed after mating, you know, and that they hold that, you know, the sperm in there to produce the egg. So it's pretty interesting.
Now, Matt, water temperature. Again, we caught crabs as late as the first week in November. Seems water, once it gets around 55, things start to shut down and shut down quickly. I mean, but these things are pretty resilient. They'll hang out longer, and they'll hang out a little non sequitur here on the Raritan River off 287. They're up by, what's that, New Brunswick area? Or actually, it was more like Bound Brook area. This is about, 10, 15 years ago. Matt, drought conditions sort of like we had now, real, you know, real low water. I'm up there with a fly rod looking around, poking around for some smallmouth. I look down there. Now, right off 287, we're not far up from the Raritan River proper, okay? I look down. I saw the same thing over there at the Tuckahoe track way back when, only with sunfish, not smallmouth. I looked down. I said, that's a big crab right there, man.
Uh-huh.
And I like, again, the low water, this and hot, Matt, it was 90, 95. The salinity factor, I guess, came up. These things are up there. So I wrote an article, Bronze on Blue. I'm catching bronze back, a.k.a. smallmouth. I ran back and got my trout net. I ended up scooping up half a dozen big crabs. They were all the way up in what's considered basically trout water.
Yeah, I've actually seen crabs and not harvested, but seen crabs all the way up the Rancocas Creek, up the Delaware River, and I've heard reports of all the way up to Trenton. So, you know, definitely crabbing is, you know, crabbing's for everybody, you know, whether you have a boat, whether you're on land, you know, it's a great opportunity for the family.
Okay, joining us on the line right now, is Matt Heil. He is assistant biologist in Jersey Bureau of Marine Fisheries, unofficially known in the parallel universe of Rock and Fin Radio as the Blue Claw Boss or Boss Blue Claw. Matt, can you hang in for one more short segment? I just want to get in a few more things and how much fun crabbing can be. People, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back with Matt, Boss Blue Claw. In the wings.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
Paid for by Government.com. Do you have a silver passport to travel the world? Here's your chance to own the five most popular pure silver coins on Earth in one set. This is extraordinary. Brand new, just released 2022 coins, all in brilliant, uncirculated condition. Iconic silver coins. Names like American Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, and South African Krugerrand. Plus, two more world coins. But that's a secret until you call. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of complete five-coin silver passport collections are available. Just call 1-800-973-3083 and you are guaranteed the five most popular pure silver coins on Earth in one set. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3083. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping. Call 1-800-973-3083 now to secure your silver passport to travel the world before they are gone. That's 1-800-973-3083.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
All demonstrators, please stand behind the barriers.
Save the environment! Hey, thanks again for coming with me to the protest, Tammy.
Hey, if we don't save Mother Earth, who will, right?
Speaking of climates, I think your deodorant might have worn off.
What? Oh, shoot. I have to wear this natural stuff to keep from getting rashes, but it doesn't work very well.
You should try Myro. It's a reduced plastic, refillable body wash and deodorant brand.
And it really works?
Myro is guaranteed to work. They use plant-based formulas and sophisticated natural fragrances that release over time. No sulfates or aluminum either.
I think I need a new sign. Myro. Myro.
Focus, Tammy. Focus.
New customers can try Myro today for just $10. Visit MyMyro.com. Use the promo code RADIO to subscribe to any deodorant or body wash starter kit for just $10. Shipping included. That's promo code RADIO. Visit MyMyro.com. Your skin and the planet will thank you.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 6th and 7th, we are talking crabs, blue claw crabs, crabbing along the Jersey Shore with Matt Heil, assistant biologist in the Jersey Bureau of Marine Fisheries, unofficially known as Boss Blue Claw. We're talking the crab population. I want to go into, okay, people, there's arguments up this. I mean, I've seen some words exchanged. Best bait for crabs. Now, crabs, Matt, am I correct? They're omnivores. They eat vegetation. They pretty much eat anything. Sort of like me, correct?
Oh, correct. You're right, Tom.
Well, I'm not much on the vegetables. You can see that if you ever met me. You'll see that. I'm more the pizza and hamburger kind of guy. But they have a pretty Catholic diet in that they can survive on basically minimal stuff. As long as there is something to eat, they'll make use of it, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Their diet, you know, they'll eat like clams, bivalves, worms. You know, fish, plants, they're pretty opportunistic, feeders, so.
Man, I caught a crab on a drop line that had, it was grabbing a piece of bunker, and in the other claw, it had another piece of whatever I couldn't figure. Now, this thing was like, was it like a two-fisted drinker or something. He was eating one thing and eating another. I never would have believed it unless I saw it. And the guy at the dock who reared crab, he says, yeah, man, we got some hungry crabs in this neighborhood. But the baits seem to be endless. We've caught them, Matt, check this out. We've caught them on carp. We've caught them on bluefish. We've caught them on mackerel. We've caught them on bunker. Yes, and it's legal, people, until otherwise posted in the digest. We caught them on chicken, you know, meat of the bitty, so to speak. So just about anything, people, you have in your freezer or catch the night before, put in a crab trap, put in a drop line, chances are you will catch crabs.
Yeah, definitely. Anything that's stinky, oily, they love that.
Matt, now, crab numbers, the limit is one bushel, okay? Recreational limit is one bushel, and that's a lot of crabs, or it could be not that many crabs if you happen to hit a sizable population of sizable crabs. And now, still at one bushel, that's a lot of crabs being caught, and again, it's not really impacting the resource, correct?
No, it's not. It's not impacting our resource at all. One bushel is definitely a great dinner for a family.
Now, one thing, too, some of the biggest crabs I've ever seen caught way back when, Corbin Street in Port Newark. This guy was sitting on a white bucket. He had a board across it. Matt, he had four crabs, maybe five, that could barely fit in the bucket. Monstrous. And you're talking Port Newark. I don't know if that's the Arthur Kill or Kilvan Cull, Newark Bay. So these things, they seem to be able to survive in a lot of less than pristine conditions. But would you consider, though, environmental, again, pollution primarily, as the main threats of Jersey's robust crab population?
Yeah, definitely. I would consider that. They definitely have a lot of predators, including, eels,
Everything,
or flounder or weak fish. It's great bait. Cow nose rays, definitely a lot of predators, but they're hardy. I think the state record was 2008. There's a 8 3/4 point to point. I think that was up where you're talking about, Bayonne area. In New Jersey, they grow up to 9 inches. There's various studies out there say they can grow to 3 to 4 years or 5 to 8 years.
Wow.
But most of them are harvested between 1 and 2 years. So, definitely more studies need to be done. A 5 to 8 year study was a tagging study.
Right.
Down in Chesapeake. So, it could differ, but, pollution is probably, I would say, your biggest issue. Want to have, that pristine water, just stop the oxygen levels good, but yeah, definitely pollution.
That's it. Okay, join us on the Matt on the Rockerville Lyra Divers. Matt Heil, again, assistant biologist, New Jersey Bureau of Marine Fisheries, talking crabs. And yes, people, I'm from the old school. I clean my crabs before they are eaten, whether they're steamed, whether they're put in a spaghetti sauce, whether they're put on the grill, whether they're put in a frying pan with the garlic butter and oil. Man, I know this has nothing to do with you, Heil, but just the cooking the crabs with the guts in it, man, it's just wrong to me. And I know plenty of people. Again, shout out to the Mo Man. It makes the most incredible garlic crabs with a linguine. And he says, if you don't cook the crabs with the guts in them, you're missing all the flavor. That's a little non sequitur. Matt, thanks for joining us. By the way, you seem to be on the water nearly all the time. You get any chance to recreational crab yourself? Or are you constantly, elbow deep in these things on a work basis?
I get out time from time. I took my son out the other day. He got a couple of crabs. Got a blowfish, which he's about 3 years old. And
oh wow,
he loves the blowfish more than the crabs. So
I tell you, man, that's nothing too. What's great about this time of year through September, you pull up a trap. Sometimes there's a crab and a blowfish, like a doubleheader.
Exactly.
Well, Matt, thanks for joining us on Rockin' and Listeners. Jersey crabbing has never been better. Get out there and enjoy. It's a great family endeavor. It could be as simple or as esoteric as you want. I've seen all sorts of homemade drop lines, homemade traps, or guys like me go out there with a drop line or two and a net and some old sneakers because of the mud and peruse these tidal creeks. And there are plenty of crabs for the taking. Recreational limit is one bushel, minimum 4.5 inches point to point. And again, Matt, would you agree with me? Go with the rusties when it comes to the eating and so far as how much meat is in that crab crate. No white, clean bottom, people. You want the rusties, correct?
Exactly, Tom.
That's where the meat is. Matt, thanks for joining us. You have a great weekend. Hope to see you one of these days.
All right, thanks, Tom.
You'll hear me. If you're in that Naco Creek area where the office is, you'll hear me down in Naco Creek. I'll be crabbing and screaming. Take care, brother. Be great. Good. See ya.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good guy. Okay, I know I'm going to get. I know I'm going to get the texts. I know I'm going to get the calls. I know I'm going to get the emails. I don't do the crabs with the guts in them. It's just okay. And they seem to taste fine. Although I go for the claws and just a lump on it. I don't dig in there with after you clean all that what they call the mustard out. And I've seen guys and I've seen gals suck that stuff down. Say, Tom P, you don't know what you're missing. I think I do. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Fox News, I'm Roger Stern. The numbers kept adding up as a Texas judge read the jury verdict against InfoWars founder Alex Jones for claiming the Sandy Hook school shooting was staged.
$20,500,000. Question number three, $20,500,000.
The jury determined that Jones must pay more than $49 million in total damages to the parents of a six-year-old Sandy Hook victim. It's not clear if Jones or his parent company have the money. Three people are now dead, including a Wisconsin couple, after being struck by lightning near the White House yesterday evening.
Secret Service and National Park Police saw it happen and helped the victims until paramedics arrived. According to the CDC, the odds of being struck by lightning in a given year are less than one in a million.
That's Fox Weather's Katie Byrne. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Partly sunny today, hot and very humid with a thunderstorm and a high 90. Tonight, warm with clouds breaking and a low 75. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow, hot and very humid with a high 91. And sunny on Monday with a high 94. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 6th and 7th. There we were talking crabs there with Matt Heil. Crab and time is there already. Already had a couple of buzzes here. You have to cook the crabs with the guts in them for the flavor.
No.
I refuse. And I'll say it again, and you can do it. Chicken is legal. And for all the people who say, oh, chicken pollutes the bay, it pollutes the bay. Pollutes the bay. How about outboard engine oil? Yeah, whatever. Hey, the crabs are fine. Use whatever you want for bait. It's legal. Remember, 4.5-inch minimum, 1 bushel recreational limit. Hey, now let's jump over to some freshwater. A great program is going on, and it's being run, administered by Craig Lemon, fairly frequent guest on Rack and Fin Radio. Everyone knows Craig is the superintendent of the Hackettstown Hatchery up there in Warren County, right outside of the Hackettstown, which used to be called the Hayford Hatchery, I believe. Craig and an incredible crew up there, and the Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries. Incredible crew responsible for the great freshwater, off-the-charts freshwater fishing we have here in New Jersey, from High Point to Cape May Point. Ponder Lodge and the Villas, people, I'm telling you. And points east and west. And Greg has this great program on it. It's called Go Fish Friday. He's been running it now for, what I said, almost a year. And it is going gangbusters. And I tell you, first thing I'm doing Friday night, Saturday morning, before going here, there, I'm checking that site out. It's successful anglers, youngsters, and adults with their prize catch of the week or of the season. Craig, thanks for joining us. Aces on the program, Lemon.
Thanks, my man. No, it's doing great. You know, the first problem was to figure out what to call it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I thought Fish On Friday, Go Fish,
fish on
Friday.
There you go, yeah.
Well, fish on from the Salmon River, everybody's screaming Fish On.
That's right, yeah.
And then we went with Go Fish because it was the kids' card game when you were young.
Right.
You know, you threw the card in, say, Go Fish.
What do you mean, kids' game?
Yeah, oh. That's true, yeah. I've played cards since I was a kid. But, well, yeah, that's what it ended up being, but it was... You know, it's social media right now with Instagram and Facebook, and, you know, that's what it's all about. It seems like you got these people with, you know, million followers. So, like, you know, like, so this was a way for Fish and Wildlife to to start reaching out and touching, you know, young people, old people.
And Craig, the thing is, it really highlights barely, I'm telling you, from my opinion, barely scratching the surface of the incredible freshwater opportunities here. Craig, Jersey fishing, I say this every year, it just seems never. Okay, I'm going to mention a couple of invasives, snakeheads and the flatheads, okay? They are part of the scene now. You can't get around it. But, Craig, 40-pound flatheads up to 50 pounds in the Delaware. Snakeheads, 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. Not seem to be hurting the bass population. Whatever. But you wet a line in Jersey, fresh water, you're going to catch something, and chances are you're going to catch something big or a lot of something. It's just great.
Yeah, this was like a, you know, from kind of the old Howie Brandt bragging catch.
Whoa, remember that? You know? On Fridays, Howie Brandt, God right. rest his soul, passed away.
I used
July
to
14th.
Yeah. I would buy the Star Ledger just to look at Howie Brandt's column. That's
just
it.
For his column. You know what he'd say to me? So. You know what Howie would say to me?
Hey, kid, you got to change your name for Pagliarone the Page and cut that hair. Boy, if you were in my unit in the Marines with hair like that, you'd be bent over a barrel.
Oh, yeah. Was that a good invitation? Did I have Howie
down? Yeah, that was awesome.
Lived on South Master Parkway in Union, New Jersey.
I think we're dating ourselves a little bit here, though, Tom.
Let me tell you something. Every day my feet hit the hardwood, Craig. It's a great day, so I'm there's no date in my book. It's time. Hey, don't forget, I taught Moses how to use a cast net lemon. We know that. So, Craig.
It was a way to reach out to... Yep. To anglers to showcase their catches and it's a huge information thing for the division. We're seeing all these different species caught. Like you said, it's 5 year olds to 75 year olds.
He said that 75 for my benefit, people.
There you go. Yep. And not one person has turned us down for any. You know, if we ask to borrow a photo or use a photo, everybody's been totally on board with it. Everybody wants everybody wants to see their picture and in the highlights, so.
And Lemon, you're weaving this beautifully for all those out there. Ah, spot burn. No pinheads, just first names only, and no water bodies are mentioned. What a masterstroke, Lemon. I mean, did you come out of self-preservation or what?
I just, it makes me feel good. So that's what life's about now, right now, making yourself feel good. So. I like to see what fish that we're raising and, and people smile and everybody's got a smile on their face.
Craig, the photos that were submitted, a couple of weeks ago from that July 2nd experience I had down there at Pacon Lake in Tucker. I'll say the name because it's out there now. People can recognize the background. Craig, catching fish like that right on Route 9, the pounding rivers with the trucks going by are on a little boardwalk there. And not to mention the bass that were caught, just the quality of the fishing that's available in every environment, be it urban, suburban, bucolic, you're up in the mountains, you're in inner cities. There's a lot of freshwater fishing opportunities available, a lot of freshwater fishing going on, and a lot of catches being made. Now, you guys are at Breakneck, guys and gals, okay, being correct here, Breakneck up there at the hatchery. I understand, I heard from my little whiskered friends, Channel Kitties have been releasing some South Jersey ponds recently. What do we got?
Yeah, we're switching it up a little bit this year. We usually do a fall stocking, but
right.
we're draining a big giant pond here, and it's full of catfish. So instead of waiting until the fall, we figured let's get them in the water, give everybody a chance to catch them while it's warm. So we're doing 12 to 14-inch fish, plus we're draining a three-year-old pond that's got a bunch of 20 to 24s, and they're going... they're going everywhere. Like you said, we got Haddon, we got Greenwich, we got Swedesboro. In the next week or so, we're going to be doing all the Monmouth Ocean lakes.
Right.
The Comos, the Deals, the
Shenandoah up there in it's up by Lakewood.
I saw
a hatchery truck down there. What's that, Oak Pond there behind the South Region? Yep. Also, what was that, Grenlock Lake?
Grenlock.
You guys
let
some... Well, Craig, those three-year-olds, man... You use tiny toy poodles for bait with those things.
Yeah, they're 3-pound, 3-4-pound fish, and they're going to be going to Ponder and Heritage, and one of these days you're going to see a truck way down south.
Well, Heritage, Craig, I remember a couple of years ago. Again, it was a COVID thing; the guys were masked, and it was great. Some, as you call them, bombers went into. You had a crowd around. Well, everybody stood back. Don't get me wrong, people. Everyone stood back. They went to Birch Grove and went at the Epsican Pit, Heritage Park Ponder, right off the Whitehorse Pike. Craig, these catfish, some were 5, 6, 7, they were monsters.
Oh, yeah, those were big. Those were the brood stock, the super cats. They were some 10-pounders. Yeah.
I wish some of them would eat the cormorants. They get the truck. Well, Craig, what is okay, besides the Channel Cats, now, on the line with us right now is Craig Lemon. He's a superintendent, Hackettstown Hatchery up there in Hackettstown. He used to be called, it's a Hayford Hatchery, warm water and cool water. What are in the ponds and tanks right now? What are we looking forward to come September? Because you guys have the trucks rolling again. What do you got?
The place is packed full. It's got pike in it. It's got tiger muskies in it. It's got largemouth, channel cats, landlocked salmon. You know, we got 3,200 landlocks right now. They're probably 12 to 14, so they're going to be going in those four, you know, the four water bodies here. Mm-hmm. Probably November 1st when the water cools off. We got 35,000 hybrid stripers in the building right now that are going to be going out.
Craig, those things are not of this earth, man.
Those things have been on fire. You know, that's one thing about 80-degree water. It might slow a few fish down, but it sends those hybrid rockets into space.
Right, exactly right. They're dangerous fish. Listen, one thing anyone in the know, you don't lip a hybrid because he's going to clamp down and you ain't getting your thumb back without it getting shredded.
You have a better chance
doing that with a walleye, man.
You don't set your pole down either because it may be in the drink.
Off it goes. I saw that happen, Craig. It's Spruce Run. Back in the water was just warming up. Pew! Guy says, where's my rod? I went, right by the boat ramp. You know where that is? Van Sickles Road?
Yep.
I said, it's in there somewhere. Now, it was either, because you have some big whites and big channels in Spruce and Pike. But chances are that was a hybrid, man.
Oh, yeah. That initial burst when them hybrids hit, they just run.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, I'm excited, too. There's some movement. And shout out to Chris Smith, biologist down here, principal biologist, South Jersey region. That some esophagids, the muskies are starting to get a little bit of play down here, like DOD in some of the waters.
Yep, the Cooper River,
we have some great habitat down here. And I'm telling people, you want to go on a road trip. Why are you going to go to New York State or Ohio or whatever for muskies or walleyes or pike? You have it right here.
That lower Delaware walleye population's growing like crazy.
It's ignited. It's like you put a match to butane, man. And again, water quality and number of fish. Because they say, Tom P, they stock these little walleyes. These things are only 2 or 3 inches. They stock enough that a few survive to see what's happening now.
We put a bunch of 4 to 5 inches in the past 2 weeks. So those fish are well on their way. They're eating machines. So once they find something to eat, you got all those little baby shad heading back south.
The shadlings, they're doomed.
Yep. They're providing a lot of food source right now.
That's why, Craig, that's why the pure strain stripers all the way up there by the gap and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
We're catching some. Yep. Hey, this is what, okay, so we stopped using for a bit. We're switching to hot dogs, stuff like that. People don't realize stripers and the hybrids, they love chicken livers. I don't know if it's the uric acid or water, Lemon, but, man, they glom those things up. Now, we're using circle hooks and stuff, but I guess it'd be a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Catching too many.
Yeah. Catching too many, we're going through our livers. Yeah. Well, Craig, let's get back to Go Fish Friday. People, you want to get your photo posted. Craig, give that address. It'll be on Division of Fish and Wildlife. Craig, is that a site or is that Instagram? What are the avenues where it'll be posted?
It's on Instagram. It's on the Division's Instagram and Facebook page. And I always share it. So it's craig.lemon@dep.nj.gov if you want to send photos in. And
people, again, don't worry about spot burning. There's no water bodies mentioned. Nope. But, Craig, the one thing I always notice, I don't think it's coaching either, the sheer expressions of joy and pride on these people, young or old, middle-aged, teenager, whatever, about holding up the fish that they caught in Jersey close to home. It's great. It gets me fired up, man.
You get a lot of fathers, sons, mothers, daughters, grandpa, a lot of third generation, grandpa, daddy's son.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome to see. I mean, what's better than fishing?
Especially in Jersey's fresh waters. Well, Craig, the roster, go over that one more time. What's raised and reared and released from Hackettstown? Go into those species again. Don't count the gamboozes. Those are mosquito
like
fish.
I mean, you could start from, muskie to tigers to northerns to walleyes. Then you go down all the bass, hybrid stripers, largemouth, smallmouth. Then you got channel cats. We've got the landlocked salmon right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 15 species.
Hey, Greg, I've seen
every day here is crazy.
I've seen some of the sunfish and crappies they get stocked at these urban, because they try to help with the derbies, the urban and suburban derbies. Yeah.
This place is Action Park, man.
It's Action Park with fins.
Action Park,
gotta like it.
Every day.
Okay, listen, go do some freshwater fishing. Check it out. A lot of fun. Get some recognition of your catch. Go Fish Friday. Craig, C-R-A-I-G dot lemon at DEP.NJ.gov. First names only and no water bodies listed. So, people, you are safe as well. Craig, thanks for joining us. You have a pretty busy next 3 months coming up, brother. You're going to be running around. You're going to be like a pinball in a machine, man.
Yeah, and then what happens November 1st? It's deer season. See you later.
There we go.
Yeah.
One day closer.
Pour me in a tree.
Greg, you take care, brother. Again, congratulations. Listen, Go Fish Friday. A lot of fun. Get some recognition out there, especially that youngsters involved or seniors getting back into fishing who've been away from it for a while. It's a way to rekindle. It's a great purpose in life. Greg, I wake up trying to fish or hunt every day, trying to fish. I just love it.
We're highlighting the kids for the boys of summer, the girls of summer. You know, before they go back to school, the last, like, four posts in a row have been all kids.
There you go. Craig, you take care, man.
Anglers.
Hey, best of all up there. And that crew, Lemon, you have, they're off the charts, man.
They're awesome.
Take care, brother. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Tom P.
Bye-bye. Go Fish Friday. I saw this. I said, my lovely Deemers, hey, check this out. It's about 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months. Wow, ice fishing shots, everything's. And I call Craig. He says, yeah, Tom, I want to get that. I want people to realize what kind of fishing we have here in New Jersey. That was a policy. Don't list. Oh, the public waters in Jersey are incredible. Just incredible fishing. And sometimes they get a little crowded, mostly around trout, you know, spring or fall trout stocking. But so what? You have so many opportunities out there. And you have the two free fishing Saturdays, one in June, one in October. It's just a lot of fun. And it's good to see the youngsters especially. Shout out to Chloe! Shout out to Chloe Galilee with that big bluegill from Pack on Lake in Tuckerton. People, grab that cup, grab that rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. If we have time, let's jam on some fishing reports. It's on fire, man, but the crabbing is hot. Clock them out, man. Be right back.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich. Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Jurassic Quest is back and bigger than ever. See life-sized animatronic dinosaurs, including Apatosaurus, Fearsome Spinosaurus, the King of Dinosaurs, and our 50-foot-long Megalodon. Walk among the dinosaurs and interact with adorable baby dinos. Experience incredible dinosaur rides, a giant fossil dig, fossil science exhibits, and more. Don't miss the largest and most popular dinosaur event on tour. Open now through Sunday at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Tickets are flying fast. Buy your tickets in advance for the best selection at JurassicQuest.com.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 6th and 7th. Let's jump down to Sea Isle Bait and Tackle right there in Fish Alley with Mike Critter Cunningham. What is happening down there, big guy? What's going on with the crabs, with the blues, with the weeks, with the flounder? You got it loaded.
Everything you just said was exciting, but down here, Sea Isle City, Townsend's Inlet, this area, tog season's open, baby.
That's right,
everybody's going tog fishing. That's been the most exciting thing. We love when August 1st rolls around.
Yep.
There's been some trigger fish. There's been some sheep's head mixed in with them. Even had a guy catch a 30-inch striper on a sand flea while he was tog fishing.
Get out.
You never know what you're going to catch. So that's had everybody real fired up. And the ocean fluking has really picked up.
Has it? Okay, great.
Especially around the TI Reef. I got some guys fishing some old school spots like Peacock Shoal, Avalon Shoal, working edges as opposed to structure, which is kind of a thing of the past. Fishing that technique as opposed to really, and gotten some good reports. So if you're not catching around your structure, go back and fish your edges or your bottoms like you used to.
Mike, hot bait out front, squid spearing, Killia, or is it the gulp, bucktail gulp dealio?
I'll tell you, I hate to say it, but gulp has been slow for us. I mean, we're selling it, but it's not flying out like it has in the past.
Wow. Okay.
Minnows and salmon. Man.
The salmon bellies.
Salmon. Well, I don't know what it is about that stuff, but it really works. A little bit of mackerel strips here, a little bit of this there, but the minnows and the salmon, day after day after day, have been my best returns.
That's it. Now, Mike, it's a one-fish limit on a tog, correct? Still with the 15-inch minimum?
That's it.
But they're still getting keepers, correct?
The, they absolutely are. I mean, yep. You know, this time of year, you're going to have to pick through fish. A lot of fun, you know, just
sure.
We caught four, and then we got our keeper or whatever, and you got a trigger fish mixed in. And but they're the most fun fish to catch, you know. So that's had everybody all pumped. Like, guys, just wait and wait and wait. And now we're tog fishing from now till springtime.
That's right.
Season's open now till spring, so.
And there we go. Mike, it's a great bottom fishing smorgasbord. Hey, people, especially if you get a sheephead, you get a couple of trigger fish and a tog. That's some good eating right there. That's some great eating, as a matter of fact. Oh, Mike, two things before I go. Crabbing, and what about blowfish? Any puffers around? What do you got?
I have not seen. I've had guys out there spot fishing, filling their pens up. And doing that, I have not heard of any blowfish mixed in. They might not be telling me, but I haven't heard of any. Crabbing's been good off the moon. So, like, right now, when we get to that full moon, it has been slowing down quite a bit.
Right.
But off the moon, we're seeing good crabbing. And, Tom, I got to tell you, I've never seen striper fishing like this in the middle of the summer.
That's it. Okay, Mike, let me throw something back to you. Me and Captain Dave of the Ray Show, probably 4 or 5 years ago, same weather pattern as this. He was in the studio and said, Tom, I haven't had striper fishing this good this late in the year. It was better than April into early May. It's Mike, everything has aligned right now. It's fishing crazy.
Oh, and if you want to throw your top waters, your walk the dog lures, especially the little ones are going crazy on that. But I got guys who are still fishing eels, still fishing spot, and they're getting 30 plus inches regularly.
Oh boy, this is I think. Okay, freshwater just got pushed to the back. Hey, Mike. Well, one last thing. I know the answer already, but I have to ask it. Any word on weakfish?
No.
There we go.
Simple answer is no. You know, I'm sure there's a guy out there is picking some, but I'm going to go with no on that one because it's just too many stripes. On the one hand, we're happy about stripers. On the other hand, when you see this many stripers, you don't see
the weakfish. There you go. Okay, Mike, you have a great week. And by the way, how's the family, brother?
Everybody's good. Loving this summer weather.
Mike, give that phone number, please.
Seattle Bait and Tackle, 609-263-6540 in the heart of Fish Alley, Seattle City.
I'll see you this week, man. Take a look out. Tom P's going to be in the house. Look out. I'll see you in a bit, Mike. Take care. Let's hop it up to Captain Dave, the Rave Showell, Absecon Bay Sports and Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Captain Dave is finally taking, dare I say, a break that's probably going to last at Dave's pace probably, let's see, maybe 3-4 minutes. Then he's right back in the grind. Captain Dave, how you doing, brother?
We're doing great. It's been a heck of a summer, even though it's been a hot one.
Dave, let's talk, because you are the master of the crabs. How's the crabbing been down at Absecon Creek in that area?
It's been a good crabbing year. I will say it hasn't been great. They had a giant early shed, and I had a load of those soft shells. I know you ate a few of them in here in June, but it never really materialized into the giant the actual crab run that I thought it would when they all when they all got out of their shells and hardened up. But it's been good. It's consistent. I'm still waiting on this August shedders to start up. Yeah, mostly
right.
For bait because man, the perch guys and there's some weak fish floating around and everything eats the shedders. But then again, you'd rather I have them pop out the soft shells because I know you'd rather eat them.
They go into the Progresso seasoned breadcrumbs, people, and into the olive oil. Well, Dave, listen, I stopped a couple of times the past few weeks right there. What's that on that road going up to 30 where Absecon Creek comes underneath there? And people had a dozen and a half keepers in their bushels.
Oh, yeah. It's been good. You know, we got through that. Like I said, that June shed, now the crabs are all hardened up, and especially now, we got Back Bay warm water, but it's been a weird, weird year. We've had these upwellings, and, the ocean's still cold, so the Back Bay is really, it's really the place to be.
Dave, let's talk flounder, man. What's the flatty situation of Absecon Bay Way?
Oh, they're still back in this bed. Enjoying this, the water's been, in the Back Bay, 75, but around the inlets, it's dropping down to close to 60 half of the days. So they're sitting in the back, just enjoying themselves and eating up the minnows, eating up the gulp, eating spearing, all the regular flounder stuff. Yeah. Are just getting and everybody's loving this micro slot we got. And
sure.
And they're putting a lot of 17 inchers in the boat along most days they're getting an 18 plus right. incher, but that's almost a sure bet of at least getting enough to take home for dinner this year with that micro slot.
Dave, absolutely. Now, your hot gulp colors, sizes, 3, 4 inch, 6 inch, what's the dealio?
Well, I'm a little bit on a small size favor for flounder. I like to get the action on there.
Uh-huh.
Some of the guys looking for big ones. Some of the guys are looking for bigger fish, and then they're going with a 6 inch grub. But those four inch, swimming mullets are really good. but I always use the secret. I always put a minnow on top of the gulp, and that's. It's like a multiple of it. It's not like being just as good as both of the as one plus the other. It's a multiple, so it's multiple times when they see that minnow wiggling and then they get that gulp in their nose. It's just that's all they can stand.
So people, listen to me. Dave says, Tom P, why don't you do this? No, I'm just using a minnow, or I'm just using a gulp. No, you don't mix them. Tom P, after another one comes over, why don't you do it? No. Right up. Oh, after a while, I said, okay, Dave, could you pass me a minnow, man? I got to get Yeah, listen to the captain, people. Dave, before I let you go, any word on the mysterious bluefish? It seems like they disappeared. Snappers should be around pretty soon, but where are the cocktails? Where are the 2, 3, 4 pound blues, man?
Yeah, I've heard of some rumors of these, under a pound, big snappers out in the ocean. I had one striper trip in the beginning of July where I actually had a 5 pounder in the boat. They but ate a spot, but that was sort of a rarity.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's something that nobody really knows. I got a feeling it's something that. Something's broken up with these cold water upwellings. They're not, sure. They're not in sync somehow. They're not, they didn't get trapped in along the shore.
Yeah.
That's got no idea to tell you the truth, but they are definitely missing.
I'm missing my midsummer blues. The snapper's going to be around pretty soon. I get some pan frying size, and you talk about the ultimate doormat and area rug bait. Besides Dave Scholl's super spot, you get a snapper blue. Although here's a problem, Dave, I find with the snappers, put them in a boat and a live well. You look at them the wrong way and they die. They're really, really, for a savage species, they're really temperamental. But let's just get those down there, man, and that's it. Hey, Captain Dave, give that website, phone number, and Instagram, Facebook. What do you got? Go.
Yeah, well, Facebook is the place to find me and all the information. Just search for Appsecan Bay on Facebook. But the number, if you want to call us direct, is 609-484-0409. And somebody will answer your call. I hope I'm fishing, but... I've been stuck in here lately, so.
you're taking a well-deserved break, Scholl. I'll give you that. Oh, by the way, before I let you go, the lovely Judy Kevin and the ferocious Sugar. How's she doing?
Well, she's getting louder than ever. I don't know how. She must be taking voice lessons.
Dave, you take care of it. See you this week, brother. Be good.
Okay, we're here.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 6th and 7th into the 8th turn of the calendar page. Get out there and enjoy. Crabbing is, it's on fire right now. You got blowfish out there. You have triggerfish out there. It's a saltwater smorgasbord. And don't forget the great freshwater fishing we have. Hey, any boat maintenance needs, don't forget to check out Holtz Boat Works. It's going to be at 1301 Tuckahoe Road in Marmora. Go to HoltzBoatWorks.com. One day closer to hunting season. All your hunting and firearms needs. It is at Belle Plaine Supply, 346 Hands Mill Road in Woodbine. I know that area well. And a shout out, hey, met the guy last week at a fruit stand. Shout out to Don Johnson. Not from Miami Vice, but Don Johnson. Thanks for listening, man. Came out to the truck. You, Tom P., who are you? John? And we talked and wrapped fishing for a while. Again, get out there and enjoy. It is a great summer weekend. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next Saturday, Rack and Fin Radio.